making good progress harvest-wise across the state of Iowa, still ahead of the five-year average and reaching a key threshold. The details for you coming up in just a moment on Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Brought to you by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America.
Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The Crop Progress Report from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Upper Midwest Regional Office delayed a day due to the Columbus Day holiday. But the numbers look like this from Rebecca Alter, USDA statistician.
Corn maturity reached 96% this week, 8 days ahead of last year and 11 days ahead of the five-year average. Corn harvested for grain reached 30% statewide, 5 days ahead of last year and 6 days ahead of the average. Moisture content of field corn being harvested for grain was at 19%.
The condition rating did drop slightly to 48%, good to excellent, although that importance this time of year, obviously, is fairly minimal. Now, as for the soybeans,
dropping leaves was 94% this week, 3 days ahead of last year and 5 days ahead of the average. Soybeans harvested reached 52%, 1 day ahead of last year and 7 days ahead of the average. Soybean condition declined slightly to 48% good to excellent.
Of course, National Ag Statistics Service does not offer a yield service necessarily, a reporting mechanism. But various reports from the countryside, including right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have the soybeans being more variable than the corn as far as within the field. In some case, it's a 50% difference, anywhere from maybe 40 to 90 in the same pass. Corn, within 40 or 50 bushel, but obviously if you're talking about 200, the percentages there are much less. This has been Money Matters. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.